USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A tug pushing two barges collided with a 755-foot oil tanker in the Houston Ship Channel, capsizing one barge and damaging the other one. Coast Guard Captain Kevin Odit says the top priority is public safety.
We've been conducting air monitoring from the beginning, from the onset of this incident. Florida Houston Authority fire boats were the first vessels on scene, and they assessed the situation. They began air monitoring immediately.
It's not known how much of the 25,000 barrels of gasoline loaded onto each barge might have leaked. Vice President Mike Pence delivers the commencement speech at Liberty University. Pence says attacks against the right to freedom of religion should not be tolerated.
The freedom of religion is enshrined in our First Amendment and in the hearts of every American. And these attacks on Christian education are un-American.
President Trump delivered the commencement speech in 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
President Trump's 25% tariff on auto imports could hike the cost of an imported car by as much as $3,700. Rebecca Walzer, president of Walzer Wealth Management, on Fox News, asked how long it'll take for the trade standoff with China to hit American businesses.
It'll start to affect people within less than, 4 months, so it will be even less than a quarter. And certainly Americans it might take a little bit of time for Americans to feel it in the wallets, because it does get passed down as kind of a cycle or getting passed down by the business. The bigger issue question is if we don't get a deal, we're looking at a 25% or greater stock market problem.
Gunmen stormed a 5-star hotel in Pakistan's port city of Gwadar, killing at least one person. Three armed men killed a security guard as he attempted to enter the Pearl Continental Hotel. The man suspected of killing his mother, father, uncle, and four other people in rural Tennessee last month was arrested and charged after being released from the hospital. Investigators say Michael Cummins was charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of criminal homicide, and 1 count of attempt to commit first-degree murder. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The top Republican on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee is strongly cautioning against the effort to subpoena President Trump's tax returns. More from John Clemens.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas has notified Committee Chairman Richard Neal that the action would be an abuse of the committee's oversight powers. He said it would become a further example of the Democratic majority's attempt to weaponize the tax code and use its oversight authority for political gain.
North Korea's launch of 2 suspected short-range missiles adds another complication into Pyongyang's stalled negotiations with the United States. Republican Congressman Ted Yoho tells CNN.
I know Japan and South Korea are concerned about this, and I think President Trump's giving a little bit of breathing space for Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is looking for attention to get back to the negotiating table. He left Hanoi thinking that the United States was going to cave as the previous 2 administrations did. President Trump stood strong and said this is not negotiations of old.
President Trump has downplayed the missile launches, telling Politico he doesn't consider the tests a setback. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said Friday that he's no longer planning to travel to Ukraine to urge the president-elect there to push forward with investigations that he anticipates could help Trump's re-election campaign. Speaking on Fox News to host Shannon Bream, Giuliani said he believes he faced an unspecified political trap if he proceeded with a much-criticized trip that would have focused on an investigation involving former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for the Democratic presidential nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.